Entrepreneur Abdul Karim Sani says the cost of fuel per day to run his enterprise is too high and is beginning to seriously impact his business.
We've been in this power outages for quite a long period of time now. As a result, we've had to undergo a lot of losses, especially in the area of our businesses. As I'm speaking to you, I was forced to have an electrogen, which is consuming not less than 600,000 franc Guinea every day in terms of its consumption.
Sani says he cannot continue to accept these expenses just to afford electricity, as the current climate does not favor business and investment in Guinea. Tailors in Conakry are also badly affected by the power cut. A popular designer, Mukhtar Ba, uses a power generator to do his work to satisfy his client. But he says he ends up spending more than what he earns a day.
On dépense 7 litres par jour, ça, ça me coûte cher. On fait le travail pour satisfaire le client, juste c'est pour ça, sinon on n'a rien dedans.
He says business people are paying 7 litres of petrol a day, which is a lot, and not earning a profit. They are asking the government for a permanent electricity supply. People are suffering and beg for reduction in prices. Also affected by the power cut are housewives, who used to store food in their freezers for several days. But they say today they throw away a lot of food that has spoiled due to lack of electricity. Fatimata Kuruma is one of the housewives who blamed the junta for their current predicament.
Avant, on gardait nos manger dans le congélateur pour plusieurs jours.
She says before now she used to cook and stock food in the freezer for days. But now that is not the case, because every day she had to dump food in the trash. Residents in Conakry have electricity starting around 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. In some areas of Conakry, there may be a power outages for up to 2 days. This affects not only tailors, but welders, barbers, and private radio and television stations who use expensive power generators. The Guinean government has failed to reach an agreement with a Turkish ship that supplies electricity to Conakry. According to the Prime Minister, the ship charges between $900,000 to $500,000 a month. Power shortages are leading to sporadic demonstrations by angry youth, which sometimes turn bloody and fatal in Conakry and its environs. In the meantime, the Prime Minister Bahouri has announced that his government had signed a deal with neighboring Senegal to supply Guinea and its environs. Guineans, especially residents in Conakry, are keen to know the cost of the deal and whether Conakry and its environs will once again have a 24-hour electricity supply, which they had before they were through. A former president, Alpha Condé NGO, says they will compel the authorities to reveal the details of the deal. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.